people who aren't women should not dictate what goes on with my body.
At what point in the pregnancy do we say you can't make that choice?
That's dependent. It's all completely dependent, but again,
it's between a woman and her doctor.
The day before it's born, is that okay?
That's completely opinion based and not something.
No, I know, and I'm asking your opinion. What do you think?
I don't want to give it.
Why not?
Don't want to go there. But thank
you. You're not willing to say that.
No.
Babies aren't supposed to be terminated the day before they're born.
It's too loaded of a question.
Nope. I don't know what's hard to understand. How are you guys? My name is Jenna. Do you guys want to tell me about your sign? Because that one is so glittery. It looks like my eyelids. Keep your filthy paws off my lady loves. Progressive. I love it. What's it mean? All right, you tell me. What's this one?
I went with more facts. Mm. Number of lies told, I think, is the best one that I found so far. Still counting.
How many lies have you told?
Not that many in my whole life, for sure.
I believe it. Yeah, Democrats don't lie. I love
it. And the lies I tell don't affect national policy and our rights. So.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I really love yours because my eyelids are glittery. If you guys can see, I don't know. Can you see?
Very pretty eyelids.
Thank you so much. I love it. So keep your filthy paws off my lady laws. What's it mean to you?
So this basically means it's a play off of like Grease, which is like one of my favorite plays. But it basically means that people who aren't women should not dictate what goes on with my body. Mm-hmm. And even if you aren't women trying to dictate laws, you should have an education enough or try to get educated in what you're actually putting policy against.
What about pro-life women?
I mean, it's their choice. If they want to go that way, that's fine. But as long as they don't try to, put their stuff in legislation, that's fine. Because I just don't think that.
You can do what you want with your body, and I would like to do what I want to do with my body.
Yes.
Because it's mine.
Yep. Yeah, and that body inside of yours is yours, too.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, at what point do we tell women they can't make that choice in their bodies?
That's a really loaded question, and
just at what point?
We're gonna leave that.
What point do we say you probably can't or shouldn't do that?
Again, loaded question. We're gonna leave that.
No. It's real easy. I'm sorry if I need to break it down anymore. Just at what point in the pregnancy do we say you can't make that choice?
That's dependent. It's all completely dependent. But again,
it's between a woman and her doctor.
So because some states, New York, say the day before the baby's supposed to be born, or the fetus, because it's not a baby yet. So the day before it's born, is that okay?
That's completely opinion based and not something.
No, I know, and I'm asking your opinion. What do you think?
I don't want to give it.
Why not?
Don't want to go there. But thank
you're not willing to say that.
No.
Babies aren't supposed to be terminated the day before they're born?
It's too loaded of a question.
Nope. I don't know what's hard to understand. Broke it down very simple for them.
So there's Caitlin Bennett.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
There's Caitlin Bennett as Jenna Talia. And as you can see, that's how you trick these leftists and liberals to talk to you now, because they won't talk to Caitlin Bennett, the cisgendered heterosexual woman, but they'll talk to Jenna Talia, the two-spirit whatever. And so that's what we have to do now just to get a comment out of these people. Now, I've got a bunch of news and a bunch of great guests today. But I'm sitting here watching the developments of this false impeachment thing. I'm seeing the responses. You have President Trump about to have a press conference. And so we're monitoring all of these things live right now. So when I come back, I will lay it all out, what to expect in the next 3 hours of this InfoWars transmission on the War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
one, Adam Schiff, that bug-eyed freak, is speaking right now at Capitol Hill, running an impeachment scam right now. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is about to have a press conference with President Erdogan. So, I mean, we have major live developments going on here in this three-hour transmission at Infowars.com and band.video on this Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. And, of course, we've got some news we're going to be getting to as well. We've got great guests coming up. I want to make sure. Are these guests okay with their name going out? Okay. Well, I just want to be sure. So, basically, a couple ladies who you could say snuck in, I guess. It's not really fair. I mean, they got in legit, but they got into the Jimmy Kimmel show, and they were raising awareness about the fact that vaccine damages are very real and documented, and Jimmy Kimmel's fake police security guards roughed up these two ladies, assaulted them, and so they're going to be joining us, and they're going to talk about what Hollywood is doing to promote vaccines. But I wasn't sure if they wanted to remain anonymous or not. So if they do want to tell their names, they will be on with us. And then I know this gentleman doesn't mind his name being said. Louis Schenker is going to be joining us at Louis_Schenker on Twitter, because you're going to want to see the work he's been up to, this young patriot. So he's going to be joining us. He shouted down Linda Sarsour at an event this week. The cockroach. But all across America, we're seeing patriots rise in many different fashions, in many different forms. And I guess we just have to find out where it goes next. Who has the greater will? And of course, God willing, we'll be broadcasting it right here at Infowars.com. All right, I just have to do this on air, folks, because I just don't know. Do we have access to these streams over here or not? So, like, can I tune into President right now? Okay. So, folks, it's on my mind now. I'm already here. We might as well do it. In case you haven't noticed, the War Room switched studios last week. So this is our second week here in this new studio. And I'm just trying to find out if I can just go live right now to the feed of the president or to this other feed of Adam Schiff. So still working some things out. But the president is live at a press conference right now with President Erdogan. We had Jim Jordan making comments after the impeachment scam today run by Adam Schiff. You had Adam Schiff making comments after his own impeachment scam that he ran. Let's go ahead and go to clip 12. This is just to get us going here. Adam Schiff's opening statements in the first public impeachment hearing.
With that, I now recognize myself to give an opening statement in the impeachment inquiry into Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. In 2014, Russia invaded the United States ally, Ukraine, to reverse that nation's embrace of the West and to fulfill Vladimir Putin's desire to rebuild a Russian empire. In the following years, 14,000 Ukrainians died as they battled superior Russian forces. Earlier this year, Vladimir Zelensky was elected president of Ukraine on a platform of ending the conflict and tackling corruption. He was a newcomer to politics and immediately sought to establish a relationship with Ukraine's most powerful patron, the United States.
President Trump, a newcomer as well.
This impeachment inquiry, or whether President Trump,
so two newcomers not involved in the corruption.
Allies' vulnerability.
That's what they hate.
Ukraine's interference in our elections. Whether President Trump sought to condition official acts, such as a White House meeting or U.S. military assistance, on Ukraine's willingness to assist with two political investigations that would help his reelection campaign.
No, that's not accurate.
If President Trump did either, whether such an abuse of his power is compatible with the office of the presidency. The matter is as simple and as terrible as that. Our answer to these questions will affect not only the future of this presidency,
yes,
but the future of the presidency itself.
Oh, yes. Yes, so you lying little twit.
Misconduct the American
you pencil-necked
to expect from
traitor.
Commander-in-chief.
Adam Schiff. What is it Adam Schiff is covering up, ladies and gentlemen? You can only imagine the worst kind of stuff that guy does behind closed doors. But it's beyond ironic, honestly. Adam Schiff is the nitwit who's on a phone call with Ukrainians, unknowingly getting pranked, begging for dirt on Donald Trump. Begging. Do you know how often you can call in to a congressional office and actually get the congressman or congresswoman on the phone? It's like never. But if you call in to Adam Schiff's office and you say, yes, Mr. Schiff, I am a Russian and I have dirt on Donald Trump. Guess what? Adam Schiff goes, patch him through. And they did. But there's another level of irony to this. Everything that they're doing to Trump is what Trump was trying to do to find out what Biden was doing with Ukraine, which they're saying is illegal, which is what they're actually doing to Trump. And what they claim Trump did, Biden actually did. I mean, I understand how this is confusing. I mean, what? But that's what happened. All right, we've got just a couple minutes left here. Let's go live now to President Trump with President Erdogan of Turkey before we go to our first break.
Trade agreement with China is moving along very rapidly. We'll see what happens, but it's moving along rapidly. China wants to make a deal, that I can tell you. One of my chief priorities as president has been removing the barriers to American trade and investment and ending the illicit practices that harm our workers. We encourage Turkey to further open its markets, and they are doing that. They are doing that very much. Toward American goods and American services, our markets are open. Turkey is opening up their markets, and they're opening up rapidly. Mr. President, as we have seen in recent weeks, the U.S.-Turkish alliance can be a powerful force for security and stability, not only in the Middle East, but beyond. I look forward to working with you and to your representatives. I want to thank you very much all for being here. I've gotten to become very familiar with all of you, and I really appreciate you doing a fantastic job for the people of Turkey. And I look forward to continuing to find a common ground, harness common purpose, and to advance the vital interests of our people and the abiding friendship between our nations. We have a great relationship, both personally and with the great country of Turkey, and we look forward to moving that forward and making it an even bigger and better relationship. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's going to be an isolationist.
Sayın Başkan.
Trump will be an isolationist. He's the worst. Orange man bad.
Distinguished ministers, secretaries.
All right, we're going to go to break here as President Erdogan addresses the media and some representatives here. A lot of people in that audience, including the First Lady. When we come back, I'm not even sure where we'll go. We may go try to dig up some clips of that dirtbag Adam Schiff. We may try to dig up some clips from the hearings with the Republicans and Devin Nunes. We may go back to this press conference. I'm not really sure where we're going to go, folks, before my guests come on in the second hour. But in this short break, go over to InfoWarsStore.com. We still have the big special happening right now. The Everything Must Go sale is still live. Free shipping store-wide. Big discounts. Big discounts on all the top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, including 50% off DNA Force Plus, 25% off the brand-new Super Silver toothpaste. Get on over to InfoWarsStore.com. The Bodies is on sale. The Brain Force, it's all on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com to keep InfoWars on the air. But you knew that.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Infowars.com is the most hardcore name is news, and that's the bottom line. I want to get to these clips from Jim Jordan, but I have to just tell you where my head's at right now. I want to focus on the impeachment thing because that's where everyone's attention is. Drudge is linking to it dozens of times, and a lot of people are talking about it, but there's a lot of boredom of it, including yours truly. I'm sick of it. I know it's fake. I know Adam Schiff is a Democrat dirtbag, guilty of things so unconscionable I probably don't even want to know. I know Nancy Pelosi's a crook. I know Dianne Feinstein's a Chinese spy. I know it. I know who they are. I know what they're doing to Roger Stone. I know what they did to Mike Flynn. I know what they're trying to do to Donald Trump. I know what they want to do to this country. How many times do we have to tell you? Excuse me. It's just, and then I get a little upset about it, you know? So we're going to play some of these clips from Jim Jordan here coming up. But you have to understand, the average Democrat voter right now that is still committed to the whole get Trump thing has an IQ that's so low. This isn't meant to be insulting. I'm just giving you, this is just my honest play-by-play, folks. I mean, that's what I do here every day for 3 hours. Their IQ is so low. I mean, you saw it in the Caitlin Bennett video. Their IQ is so low, they can't even get past one line of thinking, one line of questioning. It's kind of like with AOC. Well, she couldn't fill 3 hours of airtime, let alone 3 minutes. That's why she goes up to a Bernie platform with nothing to say, no teleprompters, and then brags about how she just decided she's going to come out here and talk, and then she literally stands there dumbfounded, not knowing what to say. All she has is the media propping her up and then a bunch of buzzwords that make her feel confident because she says the buzzword and her audience cheers. And the audience that cheers is the average Democrat voter with an IQ of one that cheers at the buzzwords. But once you try to question them past their buzzwords, they shut down. Just like in the Caitlin Bennett video. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a loaded question. We won't talk. Or I'll go out and I'll ask people to talk and their handlers will say, don't talk to InfoWars. She's going to doctor this video. I say, this video's live. Say, doesn't matter. You're fake news. I'm out here reporting live. What can be more real than that? Gay frogs. Well, I know that's real. What else you got? So the average IQ of the Democrat voter on this whole get Trump thing is so low. They're so confused and twisted and contorted in their own head about what's going on with this impeachment thing. It doesn't even matter. So Schiff can come up here and lie and make things up and the Democrats can twist and concoct and all of this stuff, but it won't even matter because the average Democrat voter is so dumb, so ignorant, that they can lie and cheat and steal and they'll still fall for it as long as they say the right buzzwords, as long as their emotions, as long as their emotions are being petted on the head. Oh, white people are bad. AOC says we need to do something about white supremacy in her speech and the crowd cheers. Yeah. Do we have these Jordan clips ready to go, guys? So here is Jim Jordan in a series of clips. First, this is just incredible. This is such a lie. Again, the average Democrat voter, the IQ is so low, they can't even understand how this is such a blatant lie in your face, and they won't, but this is it. Adam Schiff now claiming he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. Do you understand how incredible that is? Do you have any idea how incredible that is? Adam Schiff claiming to not... Who knows? Nobody knows. Does the whistleblower even know it's the whistleblower? It's kind of like the ladies that they brought forward against Trump who were like, what? Against Kavanaugh, who come forward and like, yeah, I've never even met Kavanaugh. They just basically said, we're going to use you in these stories. And okay. Now Adam Schiff, who brings forward the whistleblower, claims he has the evidence of Russian collusion, but then ends that, then says, well, the whistleblower account doesn't matter now. And by the way, I don't even know who the whistleblower is. Well, who does? So here's Jim Jordan explaining the complete lie from Adam Schiff today.
He
Suspended until after the witnesses.
All right, thank you, Mr.
Chairman, do you anticipate when we would vote
on that? What purpose does Mr. Jordan seek recognition?
Just to ask a clarifying question, do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you, of the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, you will have an opportunity after the witnesses testify to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote. And with that, I mean,
this is just beyond stunning, folks. I mean, you see the Republicans up there. They're like, what? How low can this guy go? Adam Schiff is doing the integrity limbo right now, and he's on the floor, man. I mean, this is unbelievable. Well, you know, that's a false statement. I don't know who the whistleblower is. I mean, it's just like, just unbelievable. He's up there saying he doesn't know who it is. We all know who it is. Like, we all know. It's Eric Caramella. Everybody knows it, Schiff. Like, it's been proven. He's got a damn lawyer who works with the Romney people, who works with the Democrats. They're doing crowdfunding. They're making $250,000 overnight. There have been Inspector General complaints filed. You guys all freaked out when we said the name. I mean, we know who it is. And then Adam Schiff is like, well, I don't know who the whistleblower is. We're protecting his identity. As he's actually bug-eyed staring at Jim Jordan, like he can't even help it. You remember the old Guinness, there was a TV show with the Guinness Book of World Records, and they had these guys on that used to bug their eyes out, and they would measure, it'd be like 38 centimeters out of their skull. And that's like Adam Schiff permanently. Like he just got done like pleasuring himself to a snuff film all day long. That's like Adam Schiff's life. Let's go quickly now. Here's Jim Jordan again addressing the whistleblower in clip 16.
Now, there is one witness that they won't bring in front of us. They won't bring in front of the American people. And that's the guy who started it all, the whistleblower. Nope. 435 members of Congress. Only one gets to know who that person is.
No, he doesn't, though. He claims he doesn't.
Has a staff that gets to
talk to. So nobody does then. Literally no one knows. Except everybody knows.
The chairmanship knows who the whistleblower is. We don't. We will never get the chance. We will never get the chance to see the whistleblower raise his right hand. Swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. We'll never get that chance. More importantly, the American people won't get that chance. This anonymous so-called whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, who's biased against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, who is the reason we're all sitting here today, will never get a chance to question that individual. Democrats are trying to impeach the president based on all that, 11 and a half months before an election.
By the way, they don't even know who their own whistleblower is at this point. Because no, there isn't a real whistleblower, so they have a bunch of fake whistleblowers coming forward. And they're going to bring forward this next guy. I think his name is like Lev something. He's the next guy. It's all made up. It's all contrived. And they're just going to keep doing it until there's one member of the Justice Department that's willing to throw these people in jail where they belong.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that might offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So, in this impeachment hearing today, where we impeach presidents for treason or bribery or other high crimes, where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Mr. Rep.
Nothing. Nothing. The big question is, do the American people see through this? That's the big question. Now, let's get to a couple more of these clips from this crazy, nonsensical impeachment inquiry today. Let's go now to Devin Nunes. Remember now, it was a year ago where we had this similar crap happening, except it was over Russian collusion. So I mean, you know, they just started all over again, just under a different name. Now it's Ukrainian quid pro quo. But here's Devin Nunes flashing the clocks back and wondering, whatever happened to that Russian collusion?
Thanks, gentlemen. In a July open hearing of this committee following publication of the Mueller report, the Democrats engaged in a last-ditch effort to convince the American people that President Trump is a Russian agent. That hearing was the pitiful finale of a three-year-long operation by the Democrats, the corrupt media, and partisan bureaucrats to overturn the results of the 2016 election. After the spectacular implosion of their Russia hoax on July 24th, in which they spent years denouncing any Republican who ever shook hands with a Russian, on July 25th, they turned on a dime and now claim the real malfeasance is Republicans' dealings with Ukraine. In the blink of an eye, we're asked to simply forget about Democrats on this committee, falsely claiming they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion between President Trump and Russians. We should forget about them reading fabrications of Trump-Russia collusion from the Steele dossier into the congressional record. We should also forget about them trying to obtain nude pictures of Trump from Russian pranksters who pretended to be Ukrainian officials. We should forget about them leaking a false story to CNN while he was still testifying to our committee claiming that Donald Trump Jr. was colluding with WikiLeaks. And forget about countless other deceptions, large and small, that make them the last people on earth with the credibility to hurl more preposterous accusations at their political opponents. And yet now, here we are. We're supposed to take these people at face value when they trot out a new batch of allegations. But anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign.
You know, I'm just sitting here. I mean, everything he said is just the truth. And we know what happened, but I just realized sitting here listening to that, how domesticated we've really become, how pathetic we really are. We're a joke that Adam Schiff isn't in jail. We're a joke that Nancy Pelosi's not in jail. We're a joke that the Democrats are getting to try this whole get Trump out of office round three. We're a joke. So we deserve this. We deserve it. We do. And I get it. It's complex. The media is brainwashing people. The flicker rate on the television is brainwashing people. The fluoride in the water is dumbing people down. Their IQs are very low. We're literally dealing with possessed people. We're literally dealing with brainwashed people. We're literally dealing with corrupt media. These are gangsters. And we're so domesticated, we don't even do anything about it. We just let it happen. Something's going to give, ladies and gentlemen. Something is going to give. Now, here's Devin Nunes again, just like Russian collusion. Democrats made that up. We just move on. We just say, yeah, we told you were liars. We just move on because we're pathetic. We're all pathetic for letting this happen. And I get mad because I'm pathetic too. I want to rally up a mob of 10 million people to send Adam Schiff to jail. Sorry, I'm yelling. I'm pathetic. These people need to be in jail, and we're all pathetic. We're all domesticated. We're already not even human. We're already half alien, robot, hybrid, devil-worshipping, Satan, pedophile, cuck-monger, disgusting, pathetic humans. Because we can't even do anything about these damn demons sucking on our necks. Go to Devin Nunes now, explaining how the Democrats are just literal liars. They're just liars. We just let them sit up there and lie. And we just call them out for their lies. And then they just keep lying. Here's Devin Nunes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The call summary for which the Democrats want to impeach President Trump is dramatically different from their nefarious depiction of it. What it actually shows is a pleasant exchange between two leaders who discuss mutual cooperation over a range of issues. The Democrats claim this call demonstrates extortion,
bribery, and a host of other monstrous crimes being committed against President Zelensky. Yet President Zelensky himself insists there was nothing improper whatsoever about the conversation. Indeed, the routine nature of the call helps to explain why, in this committee's last public hearing, Democrats recited a fictitious version of the call instead of reading the actual transcript. The Democrats depicted the president saying, quote, "I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand? Lots of it, on this and on that," unquote. The transcript did not show President Trump saying anything remotely like that. The president did not ask Ukraine to make up dirt on anyone. But the Democrats are not trying to discover facts. They're trying to invent a narrative. And if the facts they need do not exist, then they'll just make it up.
So that's Devin Nunes, again, just breaking down the facts. Not hearsay, not secret star chambers, not lies, just the facts. Undeniable. And, you know, I'm sorry for getting all upset. It's just so ridiculous. Because here's the thing. I don't have comfort in QAnon. I don't have comfort in sealed indictments. I have comfort in my First Amendment. I have comfort in my Second Amendment. But if those have been deemed and rendered useless, I get a little frustrated. So, yeah, I'm like a pit bull in a cage right now. And there's a bunch of raw meat running around, and I haven't eaten in days. So here's Jim Jordan, and I pray that this is the case, because it's our only hope. And the media is here trying to do anything to stop this. The Democrats are trying to do anything to stop this. They want to keep you underfoot as a mental slave to their propaganda. So Jim Jordan saying what I hope is true, that the public sees through the Democrat sham, criminal fake impeachment hearings.
I said this last week, but this is a sad day. This is a sad day for this country. You think about what the Democrats have put
on
for the last 3 years.
Excuse me.
Started July of 2016 when they spied on two American citizens associated with the presidential campaign and all that unfolded with the Mueller investigation after that. And when
it is $30 million.
Here
come on,
we are. Based on this is a... The American people see through all this. They understand the facts support the president. They understand this process is unfair. And they see through the whole darn sham. With that, I yield back.
And, you know, he is right. And I've seen the living proof of this. I go out. I see it. But again, it's just like, well, what are we getting here? How long do we have to wait, man? Do I have to... Me and Rob do like a joke around about this because it's just so ridiculous. But I saw a meme of Sean Hannity where he looks like he's 70 years old saying, "The indictments are coming. Tick tock, tick tock." It's like, I don't want to be 70 years old with a gray beard and gray hair and grandkids saying, we're going to take them down. The indictments are coming. No, I want to see it now. I want a ship arrested now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking. I can't believe we've got this right now exclusively. This is unbelievable. I can't believe nobody else noticed this today, but we found the whistleblower. The whistleblower was actually at the hearings today. How did we miss this? We've now got the exclusive clip right here. This is unbelievable footage, folks. The whistleblower was sitting in the hearing the entire time, and everybody missed it. But we found it, we've got it, and now we give it to you. Here is the whistleblower exposed right there in front of all of us during the hearing today.
The ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you Of the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, you'll have an opportunity after the witnesses testify to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote.
So there it is, folks. The whistleblower's Adam Schiff. We've got the footage. Please, just roll the B-roll. Let's go back to the evidence. We've got him red-handed. He was there in the official's uniform, blowing the whistle the entire time. Unbelievable. So, folks, if you're audio audience here, this is the latest and greatest meme, perhaps, ever. I almost shift myself. I was laughing so hard here. Carpe Donctum puts this out today. It's Adam Schiff. So you have Jim Jordan talking, and you keep hearing the whistle, and you're like, what the? And then it switches over to Adam Schiff, and he's in the official's uniform, the zebra stripes, with the whistle in his mouth. It's so good. Let's go to the audio. I want to roll it again. Go back to it. Here we go. This is the whistleblower.
And your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows.
Well, you've been talking to him the entire time.
I'm determined to make sure.
I'm the whistleblower.
But as I said, Mr. Conaway, you'll have an opportunity after the witnesses testify.
Oh, come on, Schiff, you dirtbag.
Compel a vote.
That's just the latest from Carpe Donctum, just putting out meme gold today. I just can't even believe it. But I'm serious. Do you guys remember it was like 3 weeks ago I lost it on air and I said, that's it. I'm citizens arresting Adam Schiff. Like, I'm done.
As the gentleman knows.
And it was like, I was kind of like, all right, you know, you're a little out of control with that. Like, just calm down.
He's protected.
It's like, no, Adam Schiff belongs in jail. I demand the immediate arrest of Adam Schiff. I demand a military tribunal.
Compel a vote.
The ability to have the whistleblower.
All right, Adam, come on now, Schiff. So there's Schiff just blowing the whistle. Pull him up. Pull the Schiff whistleblower back up.
Your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with.
Who is the whistleblower?
We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to
just make sure look at that crap-eating grin on Adam Schiff's face. Like, because he's sitting there, he knows all these Republicans know he's a liar. Like, he knows everyone sitting on the podium there knows he's a total fraudster. I'm at a loss. I am at a loss. I don't know, man. I mean, if I ever saw Adam Schiff, I think I would probably just instinctually citizens arrest him. Even if I tried to stop myself, I'd just be possessed by the Holy Spirit. I'd be possessed by everything good and righteous and just in the history of the known universe. Just would compel me to do the justice, just demanding to be done. I mean, Adam Schiff is literally just up here like, I'm a total crook. I'm a total liar. I'm a total traitor. I've committed treason. Please arrest me. Send me to the gallows. It's like, I'll be the one to do it if no one else will. I mean, geez, Adam, we see you up here begging for America to just give you what you deserve. But, you know, thank God for Carpe Donctum, because it's better for me to have shift myself in laughter than to have my head explode in a furious rage before my next guests come up, who you're going to be enraged about when you find out what happened to them with Jimmy Kimmel's security guard just beating down a couple women. We're just going to beat your ass and toss you on the streets because, well, you dared ask Jimmy Kimmel about vaccination damage. And then they pretend like they're the police and threaten to take their property. But we'll get to that in the next side. Let me just go through these news stories here. And we got some other clips coming up. Oh my gosh. Adam Schiff, that guy. That's just, oh. Just makes your skin crawl. New York Post, trickster Adam Schiff conjuring guilt out of thin air. Well, yeah, he could have been an innocent man. He committed about 100 crimes. Adam Schiff is ready to rumble, says the Los Angeles magazine. Adam Schiff ready to rumble. Probably ready to rumble with that drag queen that just sashayed into the impeachment hearings. You see that deal? So is that the new thing in America? Drag queen story time news? I mean, I kind of give this individual credit. Just I didn't really see the coverage. It seemed to be neutral from what I saw. But individual drag queen puts up some fake boobs, a big blonde wig, a bunch of makeup with the selfie stick and the ruby red slippers. And as NBC News says, sashays into the Trump impeachment hearings. It's been a while. Is Adam Schiff married? It's been a while since Adam Schiff has been able to, let's just say he's been having trouble in the business department. You know, he saw that drag queen and he thought about calling a recess to take advantage of the situation. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that's the thing now. Sad day or scam? What to watch for at the impeachment hearing? That's the AP News' live coverage. Sad day or scam? Now, how about America is enraged at the crimes of the Democrats right now? Impeachment witness says Trump asked about Ukraine probes. So, I wish I could eloquently break down the irony here, but it's so twisted and tangled and confused that I'll just give it my best. But basically, the Democrats claim that Trump tried to do some quid pro quo deal with Ukraine. Now, there's no evidence of that. There's evidence completely to the contrary, but that's the claim. And now the Democrats have launched this impeachment scam investigation, whatever, into the alleged quid pro quo, which Trump buried when he released the transcript. He's going to release another one. He'll release all the transcripts of every phone call he ever made with the Ukrainian president. It won't matter. But the Democrat claim is that Trump did X, and so they're going to do Y. And that's justified. Well, what's the reality? The Democrats did X, and now Trump is doing Y. But they're claiming that Trump doing Y is actually Trump doing X, and that's why the Democrats are then doing Y. It's kind of like an algebra thing. I've never been good at algebra until just now. Jamie White has a story at Infowars.com. Democrat witness admits Ukraine should investigate Burisma for paying bribe to kill probe into Hunter Biden. Or why Hunter Biden was even put on the board to begin with. But then there's the Never Trump Fox News Network. Chris Wallace says that Taylor's testimony was damaging to Trump. Chris Wallace, people are sick of you. And I love this one. Senate 2020 candidates will have to work 6 days a week during Trump impeachment trial. Senators are told they will be made to work 6 days a week for 6 weeks for Donald Trump's impeachment trial. For 6 hours, probably, too. So they can just get the whole 666 in here just to show you how they're really the devils. But it's funny because it's like they've already been working around the clock to get Trump out of office. So I don't really know what changes. But we're working 6-7 days a week here to try to expose it. And we need your help by spreading the links, sharing the links, telling your friends and family, praying for us every day. And of course, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is necessary as well. The good news is it's not just financial support. You support yourself. You go to InfoWarsStore.com. You get the great supplements. I just placed an order today. I ordered a couple bottles of DNA Force. I ran out of bodies. And that's just, I can't have that. I can't be running out of bodies. So that's, so I had to place a large order of bodies because I don't want to get sold out. It's at a deep discount right now. And so I would suggest you take advantage of these sales with free shipping before they're up. Because I have a strange inclination that I know that we've been saying that these need to end for like 2 weeks. I have a strange inclination this will actually be the weekend where we have to shut this sale down. So take advantage. Free shipping up to 70% off supplements at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
at Infowars.com/show.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? Oliver Darcy's been tuned in, I think. We should all say hi to Oliver. But the Democrat media is running this narrative that Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan are right-wing hacks, and they're just giving conservative media outlet clips and sound bites to make Trump seem innocent or he hasn't done anything wrong. We are yet to get anything from you guys on what Trump has done wrong. Nothing. Remember Eric Swalwell going on national TV news for a year and a half saying he has the evidence? He literally said, I have the evidence. I have it. He said it. Where is little Swalwell now? Oh, boy, that's amazing. Schiff said the same thing. I've seen the hardcore evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. What, were you looking up Eric Swalwell's butt? Probably. Not for evidence, though. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, this is new. Oh, Swalwell now says he has the evidence of Trump Ukraine. It's so ridiculous. Oh, I'm still waiting to see Swalwell's evidence of Russian collusion. Where's that? I'm at a loss on this. I just need to move on because it just makes me crazy. So how do you explain this madness? I mean, if you don't get it, how am I going to help you? Where is Eric Swalwell's evidence? Well, it doesn't matter because he's got new evidence he's never going to show you. All right. I mean, anybody can play this game. I've got evidence that, you could go on for days, folks. I mean, no, it's like I could just bring the crew on. I'd be like, crew, what evidence do you have on Eric Swalwell? And they'll say, I have evidence that Eric Swalwell volunteers at animal shelters and stabs them to death with a rusty knife and sucks their blood for pleasure. Say, oh, okay, must be true. You said you had the evidence. Oh, he wants to nuke us if we don't turn in our guns. Oh, but he actually did say that. Oh, I've got evidence, all right. Mm-hmm. I've got evidence that Adam Schiff hangs out in the sewers and waits for little boys and little girls to go by and tries grabbing them to diddle them. I've got evidence. Of course, I don't have evidence, but I'm going to be like Eric Swalwell and just claim I do. And then because this is America now, you never have to show your evidence. You just make blind claims in this country now. See, you know, that's really just a fundamental difference that we don't have in America anymore that we used to have. It used to be if you said something, if words came out of your mouth and you put that on your lips, it used to be you'd have to stand by that and you'd have to put your money where your mouth is and you'd have to buck up. Or you know what? Society wouldn't think much of you. And if you continued to spout that nonsense, they'd either throw you in the loony bin or, you know, in the olden days, they might just kick your ass and throw you into a pig trough. That'd be Eric Swalwell. That'd be Adam Schiff. But we don't do that anymore in cucked America, do we? All right, I've got great guests when I come back. There's a whole other issue with vaccines going on and the media trying to bury vaccine damage. So I'm going to try to get away from this impeachment nonsense. We know what the deal is. Adam Schiff is a total crook, total criminal. He needs to be arrested immediately. Military tribunals against him and the Democrat Party. That's the answer. Nothing more to it. breaking news right now about Adam Schiff. Let's not forget his old friend Ed Buck. One of his best friends, Ed Buck. Remember Terry Bean, too? We tend to forget these people because the media never makes a big deal of it. They'll make a huge deal out of a bunch of anonymous fake whistleblowers, a big deal out of a bunch of fake women coming forward against Kavanaugh. They'll make a big deal out of fake hate crime like Jussie Smollett. But you forget about the Terry Beans of the world. You forget about the Ed Bucks of the world. They try to bury the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world. They promote the Jimmy Savelles of the world. And you begin to see the clearer picture of who these people really are, don't you? Yeah. Almost regret opening my phone seeing this, but this is what it is, folks. Adam Schiff and Ed Buck, good friends. Okay? Okay. Yeah. You know what they like to do. You know what the Podestas like to do. You know what the Clintons like to do. Old Billy Boy. Oh, it's just sick. Oh, it's just so sick. Oh, boy. Oh, you just know who these people are, folks. And it's just the fact that we still let them roam free without shackles bound to them for the rest of their fleshly lives in this existence. It just shows how pathetic we are. So it's like a kick to the gut. It's like a kick to the gut that that dirtbag Adam Schiff, who's running around with the torturer, sexual torturer, drug deviant Ed Buck, top Democrat donor with the Podestas and all their child weird porn that they call art. Children depicted as giving fellatio to grown adults. Call it art. Some might call it child porn. But that's what you're into over there, isn't it, Podesta? Excuse me. See, this is the kind of stuff that they shut you down for, folks. This is why they hate InfoWars. And then they'll say, how dare InfoWars say that the Podestas have an art gallery? It literally gets praised in the Washington Post. I'm not the one that depicts little kids, you know, sucking on adults. That's the Podestas. That's John Podesta highlighted in the Washington Post. That's not InfoWars. Oh, but you know what? We should just forget about Ed Buck and all the torturing and drugs that he did. And we should just forget about Terry Bean and all the pedophile stuff that he was involved in. I mean, these are good Democrat people. And Adam Schiff is a good, honest man who really just wants to see justice done in this country with Trump and his Russian collusion. No, I have a feeling that Adam Schiff does things behind closed doors so unspeakable that you'd want to gouge your eyes out if you ever saw it. Now, I need to get away from this. My guests are ready to go. And we need to get to a different subject here because I'm going crazy. But again, folks, everything is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're able to come on air and expose these crooks like Adam Schiff, get all the great guests, and just even be on air. InfoWars even on air is a total act of resistance against tyranny and against the left wing trying to shut us down. So it's an act of defiance just for us to be on air, and it's all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials right now. I cannot thank the audience enough. Now, these next guests, Julie Jean and Amanda McKay, when I saw, well, it was a video, but it was actually audio of the event. Now, you guys are true American heroes. More people like you that take action need to step up and do so. So I want you guys to tell the story, but from what I saw, you guys got into a Jimmy Kimmel event. I guess it was the Jimmy Kimmel taping or the live show that he does there. And it's Jimmy Kimmel and Kristen Bell that have a very aggressive stance towards people who are for vaccine choice. You know, my body, my choice. Same goes for vaccines. And so you guys were able to get into the set of Jimmy Kimmel. And when you brought up vaccine damage to Jimmy Kimmel while he was recording the show, the security guards came and roughed you up, threatened to take your property. But I want you guys to tell the story. What happened? You got into Jimmy Kimmel's show, and what happened next?
Well, basically, Julie had gotten the tickets before, and I was pitched by Joshua Coleman from B is for Vaccine that morning of, and you can't really say no to Joshua, so I said, yes, let's do it. I was already going up to the protest anyways, and so I get up there, meet up with Julie, super close to right before they were starting, and we get in line, and it kind of went from there, and it was pretty quickly, I think, that everything happened, but yeah.
Yeah, they let us in. They had the outside, they had the Frozen event going on, the red carpet for the Frozen premiere, so everything was different that day. They had the studio audience enter through the back, and everything was real. The security, I don't know if they are usually that tight or not uptight, but there was even a point where they had us, the studio audience, go to the bathroom beforehand, and Amanda and I got separated, so I was trying to wait for her. And they're like, ma'am, you can't wait there. And I said, I'm waiting for my friend. I'm just going to call for her. And the guy's like, don't do that. And I'm like, I can't call for my friend. And so I was like, Amanda. And he's like, please don't do that again. It was a trip. So it was really very controlled.
So it's already like security Nazis, like ticket Nazis, yeah, like all this crazy stuff. And this is, you're just there as far as they're concerned, just a regular member of the audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there were, our friends were outside protesting with these signs that you see behind us. So I think they were already kind of on alert, but they didn't know who was who. So it was a trip. But once the show got, right before the show got started, they tried to put out a warning, and the guy said, hey, I'm sure you guys have seen some of the people outside. If you're here to make any kind of political statement, do it now. If you do it now, I'll listen to you. But if you do it during the show, you're going to be arrested. Well, I got kind of.
And that was Kimmel that said that?
No, it was one of the guys.
There was a hype man that comes. Yeah. Right,
okay, so
the
he
show.
Comes up before Kimmel goes on stage, and he wants to kind of draw you out before the real show.
Right.
But so, he says political statement, which in my mind, I'm like, I'm not here about politics. I honestly, prior to the season, couldn't care less about politics. I'm a mom, and I just want to be a free person. Now I've been sucked into politics, but
by the way, they sell their political message all day long, disguised as not a political message. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, once the show started, Kimmel's whole the beginning was all about Trump, a whole monologue about Trump, which I'm like, and who are you to be saying these things? Like,
well, it was surprising too that even the hype guys that were there were really, it just seemed like, I don't know, they were very discriminatory just in general about calling people out in the audience and just kind of rude.
It was a trip. They, one point, they were talking about you make sure you're smiling and you applaud when you're supposed to applaud, and when the green light's on, applaud, and when it's off, stop applauding.
I want to pause right there. We're about to go to break, and we're going to play the clip and we'll finish your story, but I kind of want to get a better idea. Are you guys from California?
Yeah, Orange County.
Because it sounds to me, well, my guess is you probably don't go to these Hollywood events very often. You're not that type of individuals.
I've been to a show in my 20s, but that's 20 years ago.
Because that's the thing too. Because I wonder, like, this is probably how they normally treat their audience, but the audience is so like, oh, it's Jimmy Kimmel, like, oh my gosh, I'll do anything.
Right. That's exactly what it is. So when you're not a part of that, I mean, I don't watch mainstream TV, so whenever I see it, it's very freaking strange to me. I'm like, this is what people consume on a daily basis.
But think about that. Like, these people don't even have basic, and I've been getting really upset today because it's true about all of us, but it's like these people have no instincts left at all. Where literally some hype man, some guy in a Jimmy Kimmel suit can just say, sit down, get up, shut up, stand up, close your eyes, blink twice, breathe air, stop breathing air.
Literally.
Like,
literally.
And they're like, oh, yes, oh, okay, anything for Hollywood. I mean, that's the control of Hollywood. It's creepy.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got Julie Jean and Amanda McKay here with me. I want to play the clip. I found this through Safe and Effective, the Twitter account that covers vaccine news that you won't see in mainstream media. And so the events that they began to describe from the Kimmel show, we're going to play audio of it. We don't have the video, but the audio gives you an idea. And then we'll go back to Julie and Amanda to finish their story. So here is the audio of them getting into the Kimmel show and then getting roughed up by security. Jimmy Kimmel and Kristen Bell are two of the most openly hateful public figures towards people who do not or selectively vaccinate. On November 7, 2019, Frozen 2 starring Kristen Bell premiered at Disney in California. Kristen Bell was scheduled to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live the same night next door. So they decided to go in. And then here's some video of the protesters outside.
You do it during the show, you're going to be arrested. It's all bad, okay? We don't want that to happen. So we're good, right? We can just have fun. Is that cool?
Pause it right there real quick.
No, somebody else.
You can hear the control freak of this guy. I mean, just a total control freak. Like, all right, guys, like, we're cool. No one's going to say anything, right? No one has a free thought out there, right? Good. Y'all are under my spell now. Okay, Jimmy Kimmel Live, folks. All right, go back.
To present you with the song.
They told us to pick two, and I think
we both decided we were going to walk out right away.
We wanted to say our piece and get the F out.
And there's four guys chasing us, big f-. Don't let him out, don't let him out.
There's a long hallway to the exit where there's those big metal doors.
They put like three guys on her and like three guys on me.
Ow, 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 ow.
Come up. Let's go.
Don't hit me up.
You're not
the police.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
They take Julie's head and they slam it.
And then all of a sudden he f***ing planted my face in the f***ing bricks.
It was grabbing boobs. It was like just complete chaos.
Put your hand behind your back.
No. They say they're going to arrest us and they're taking us to jail. But Julie's like, for what? For what? Trespassing? No, we had tickets to be in there.
There is no assault.
You're assaulting me right now. You're not an officer.
Yes, sure I am.
No, you're not.
I'm making an arrest.
You're not an officer.
I've never been like so scared physically.
Yeah.
Of a man and...
Now, this is absolutely amazing. Now, the security that did this to these ladies faced no punishment. And then there's the other thing, too. He's like, I'm an officer. And it's like, no, you're not. They just expect you. Again, it's like, just bow at their will. Like, there's somehow this tyrannical force, and you just have to bow at their will. No, just because you're some Hollywood security guard. So you heard the tape, folks. Honestly, I mean, pretty graphic just for audio. You can imagine what they were going through. And so they're threatening to arrest them. They're groping, getting grabby with them. They're slamming them around. Instead of just saying, okay, kindly, please leave. Because, like, I'm just thinking, too, I mean, I do all kinds of stuff like this, and I get kindly escorted out. So this is very odd, the treatment they receive. But let me just say this before you guys finish your story. And if you want to stick around for another segment to finish this story, too, or anything else, be my guest, because I know I've taken a lot of your time here playing that clip. But, you know, it's amazing... I bet, because you said in that video, Amanda, that you as scared as you've ever been, but I bet in that moment you knew, I mean, you could feel the forces of evil possessing these security guards, possessing the people on the set of Jimmy Kimmel. And in that moment, you felt not only God's will to do what you did, but you felt the will of the devil to try to stop you. Because I felt that same thing, but with you guys in this moment, I bet it was a real moment of clarity that what you were doing was something, a work of God, really.
Well, and that was the main thing, is we had planned already to say our piece and get out, like I said. And so they were telling us that we refused to leave, which was not the case. We had already said our piece and we knew exactly where the exit was and how to get out of there. And they were blocking the doors. Huge guys. I mean, 6'3", 6'5". I mean, we're little, you know, so it was just complete chaos. And the way they were grabbing us, I mean, I still have bruises in my shoulder, like grabbing like my arm all the way behind my back. And it was crazy. We were not expecting that at all. And it was completely inappropriate the way our clothes were coming off, and they just didn't care. And that was
they were definitely out of control and on this, like, we're going to punish you because we're going to get punished kind of a thing. Plus, you're women. Plus, you're cute. So I'm just they were out of control. And the thing is, I was talking the entire time, even after the edited thing you've heard. I mean, and then once the officers got there, I kept talking like, we know our rights and we were trying to leave. What law did we break? It took them a long time to come up with what they were holding us for. Even when the officer arrived, he was much kinder. But I said, what are you doing? He says, you're being detained. And I said, for what? And he said, probably trespassing. And I'm like, shouldn't you know? Like, so it was, the whole thing was ridiculous. And I'm a free person. Like, I do a lot of things outside the box. I homeschool my kid. He's fucking brilliant. Like, and so I just want to be left alone. I want to be at peace. I didn't go seeking for this, but these people have put a target on our backs with their hateful rhetoric, and they've made it so we can't just be free anymore. You know, everybody is afraid of everybody, and we've had enough. So,
yeah, I mean, I think, we also had met for the Disneyland protest. That was kind of the first part of the where VS for Vaccine was born. You can see kind of we have our Disneyland protest signs, and then the rest of them just come from Joshua Coleman. And what we're doing is just getting out and
we're getting the word out to people. Yeah. Like, don't be controlled. Like, by this is the facts about vaccines that doctors it and the media will never tell you. You can't eradicate measles with a live virus vaccine.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like total confirmation, right, though, that you go to the Kimmel show and you just say, and it's on, I mean, you're not even making stuff up. It's on record. Vaccine damages are a very real thing. Billions of dollars paid out. So you just go on the set of a Hollywood show and say, hey, vaccine damages are real. Kristen Bell, please quit ignoring them. And then it's like, shut them down, beat their ass, grope them, arrest them. It's like, oh my gosh.
Right. Yeah. We never expected that at all. And we had only a few things we wanted to say. And we knew we were just going to leave and thought that we would be able to leave.
The producer tried to say, you know, Jimmy's in a weird spot. He works for Disney and ABC, so he has to say these things. I don't buy that. All the information.
Oh, but see, that's the key. If you guys can stick around for another segment, because you actually just nailed the key right there. That is the biggest cop-out excuse ever. People love making that excuse. Same with the security guards, probably. It's like, well, I'm just here doing my job. No, you could have done your job by simply asking these ladies to leave and simply escorting them out of the building. They chose to rough you up. They chose to get physically and assault you. So I don't buy that whole, oh, I'm just doing my job. They could have done their job a lot differently. Kimmel could have done his job a lot differently. But clearly they have an agenda here to silence anyone who speaks out against vaccines, silence anybody who wants to bring up the vaccine injury list, which then leads you down the question path. Well, why? Why do they want us to not look at the vaccine injury list? Why do they not want people on the set of Jimmy Kimmel pointing out that that exists? Why don't they want people to know about billions of dollars paid out by the pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers for vaccine damaged kids? Why do they want to hide this? One more segment with these ladies on the other side.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We got one more segment here with Julie Jean and Amanda McKay. Heroes to me for the action that they took. And so I can't salute them enough. It's, this is true empowerment here. Inspirational. And really, you need more women like this. Less women like Cardi B, more women like Julie and Amanda here, who put it all on the line for the future of our children. Not for their own fake butts and fake music. But I really just want to get their stories here, just kind of recap everything and just give them the segment here because, oh, and by the way, their website, if you want to find out more about Josh Coleman and the work that they've been doing out in California and other places, vis4vaccine.com. There is the website right there. So Julie Jean, Amanda McKay, folks, again, we played the audio. Pretty gruesome to listen to. It gives you a depiction of the security detail there of Jimmy Kimmel's that had them beaten, assaulted, threatened, illegally, in my view. But here they are to tell their story and why they did it. So how about this, guys or girls? I don't want you to be like the famous guy from that movie rental store. Obviously, you guys both saw that. But why did you guys do this? What motivated you to go out there and stand in the Jimmy Kimmel set and raise awareness for the vaccine damage list?
McCann, here I am.
Hey, guys, I think they're having an audio issue. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
So.
Sorry. Here we
can you guys hear me now? Can you hear me now? Do I look like the Verizon guy with a beard? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
I'll probably get sued now by Verizon or something. All right. But I was just asking you guys, because we saw the footage. You guys have kind of told the story of what happened. What motivated you guys to do this? What was the motivating factor behind it?
I've known Joshua Coleman for a good 4 years since the Vax tour. And so anytime he's been doing stuff like this, I've hopped on board. Like we were talking about, the Disneyland one was kind of the biggest one that we did recently. But we've just always stayed in touch, and anything he does in Southern California where I am is, you know, I jump on it. But yeah.
I was motivated by keeping my ass free. So like I said, I try not to engage the shenanigans and the fuckery, sorry, can't cuss, of this world. Like I homeschool my kid, I keep to myself, I hang out with my friends and family, but it seems like, you know, with these vaccine mandates, the next thing they're coming for is homeschoolers. So the senators and the people that have been writing these laws, they've been posting what the MO is. They'll put an article in, like, say, the New York Times or the LA Times or wherever, and they'll say, you know, homeschoolers are exploiting a loophole. Now we need to vaccinate them. So they've already done that. So I know they're coming for me. I'm not going to be free even in my own home.
That's
so
crazy. No, this is actually a crazy development. They won't even allow you. You can't even have freedom in your own home.
No, they're coming for homeschoolers next because they've already posted some articles. And so the next thing is they're going to write the legislation, and then all the sheeple are going to. People don't even get to vote on this stuff. It's the Assembly and the Senate and the people. They vote without us. Last time, I've been to Sacramento 5 times. I've taken my kid twice. He doesn't want to go back because he thinks it's a hellhole. But he knows how government actually works. The last time we were at the Capitol, the senators and the assemblymen, they hid in the basement to vote on this last bill, SB 276. And Governor Newsom had to tell them to get out of the basement. They were hiding from us protesters.
Isn't that amazing? We'll go out, myself, Savannah Hernandez, others, and the local mayor here in Austin and other city council members, they'll just leave the chamber. When they know we're there, they just leave the chamber.
That's exactly what they did. They went literally to the basement to hide. Governor Newsom didn't open his door the entire week. We occupied the Capitol. You didn't hear anything about that on the news, right?
I didn't hear that at all. Homeschool parents occupied Newsom.
Mom,
but how did you guys?
Grandma.
But seriously, how did you guys get in there without gas masks from all the hairspray that he's got going on?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, whenever we go there, they always get on Twitter and they say, "Oh, the anti-vaxxers are here. Make sure you're updated on your shots." But then the irony is, they'll come up to us and cough on us. Somebody coughed on us in LA. That's the thing that they've been doing for years now. They cough on us,
and it's like, and said,
it's biological warfare.
Yes,
and said, "I have pneumonia,"
and
she had her infant baby there.
And the thing is, I'm like, you guys are the mofos that are afraid of disease. We know how to treat ourselves. You're the ones who are afraid of disease. So cough on me. It's rude and disgusting.
But think about this too. It's not only that. See, the whole anti-vax thing is just a lie. You're not anti-vax. You just want choice. You chose not to vaccinate your kids. Like, that's not anti-vax. If somebody else down the road wants to vaccinate, go ahead.
I've seen too much. So if it's for me, I'm like, if it's get the disease and have lifetime immunity, or have to get boosters every year and still get sick, like, that's not a no-brainer for me. But if you want to get a vaccine, then you should have the choice. Yeah, go do that. But I'm not telling any, you know, I don't want that for my kid.
Right.
I vaccinated my kid up to age 4 and he was in terrible health. Terrible, terrible health.
Well, that's the other
thing. And as soon as I stopped, his health got much better. Asthma went away. Uh-huh. Night terrors went away. He had sensory. He couldn't take noises. All of that calmed down. His immune system was flipped to hyper overdrive is what vaccination does.
I'm on the opposite side. Is all three of my kids are completely unvaccinated zero. They've never had a vaccine in their life. They've also never been to a doctor for a sick visit in their life. So it's a huge difference to see
unvaccinated and vaccinated.
Exactly.
But your kids have asthma and allergies.
But let me ask you guys this too, because there's another kind of side angle to this. I know you guys don't get political, but it is, you know, because the whole nature of these vaccines and these pharmaceutical manufacturers of vaccines is total control, where they get to manufacture 10 million vaccines. And then they just know you're going to be forced to take it. It's free money for them. So where is the quote-unquote anti-establishment left to have your guys back that says, hey, I'm not going to be a slave to big pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers?
Senator Pan and Loretta, who pushed these bills through, you can go look in open secrets to see how much money they've already been paid. So, of course, they're pushing this legislation through, you know. I'm not, you know, so savvy enough to find where they're hiding the rest of their money. I've seen that Pan had $2 million that he's reported, but I'm sure it's a lot more than that. And they couldn't care less. And they're not vaccinating their kids. They're not vaccinating their kids.
But then you get to certain checkpoints in California where, you know, they're starting to move where you have to be fully vaccinated. It's kindergarten, seventh grade.
It's so crazy too out there. And California is just lost.
Yeah.
If a kid is a problem in class, behaves badly all the time, you can't punish them now. So they just ruin the classroom experience. You can now, I mean, where do you even start? Where do you stop with what's going on in California?
Oh, my God. The sex ed, they're teaching them about fisting and, like, vegetables. It's ridiculous.
People think that's a joke. They're like, oh, they're not teaching kids how to suck wiener in class. It's like, they are.
They are.
No, and it's crazy that my 11-year-old knows more than their pediatrician. I mean, that's just pretty sad.
That's great. You know, you're a parent, your kid comes home from school, says, hey, mommy, we learned about a dirty Sanchez today. We learned about the reach around. You're like, what the hell?
What the hell? It's totally inappropriate. So California, you know, a lot of my friends are just leaving. They're like deuces, you know. But I guess I'm going to be one of the last stand. You know, my husband and I are, when it's time to go, we'll go. But we're going to fight till the end.
Well, you guys are warriors and saints. I salute you guys for your activism. V is for vaccine. V is for vaccine.com. That's the group that they do work with. And again, Julie, Jean, Amanda McKay, thank you guys so much for your citizen activism, for raising awareness, your bravery to come on InfoWars too. I know that these days we're so demonized, but we're kindred spirits. So thank you guys for coming on. V is for vaccine.com for more information. All right, when we come back, folks, I got more news to get to, and we're going to open up the phone lines. Don't go anywhere.
Infowars.com/show.
Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we hearsay. Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we hearsay. Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we.
Wow! That's Mike Quigley, Democrat from Illinois. Yes, that's right. We should listen to the hearsay of the Democrat Party and not believe our own lying eyes. Because, you know, Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff say that they have the evidence of Russian collusion, Ukrainian quid pro quo, and then they can't produce it because they don't have it. And so then it just becomes, well, we don't need to see the evidence. Hearsay is enough. That's literally what the Democrats say now. So, hey, I don't even, you know, people can come on here and say, hey, Owen, you have to doctor video. Hey, Owen, you have to make things up to be. The world is already crazy. I don't have to make anything up. No, that's the Democrat Party saying, forget evidence. We go with hearsay. Okay. So this is where we're at now. And you know, it's funny. A lot of times, my mother will be tuned into the show live. Hello, Mom. I love you. And then sometimes she'll hear me say things like, I made a reference to a dirty Sanchez. Don't look that up, Mom. But anyway, she's like, you know, how can you say stuff like that on the air? And it's like, they're teaching children how to have anal sex. Like, you know, I'm not the extreme one here. So, I mean, come on. It's what's fair is fair. Well, they teach your kids about a, you know, strawberry shortcake. All right, let's knock it off. All right, you know what? Some of the crew maybe didn't get those lessons in school. I'm sorry, guys. You didn't get the sex ed lessons. You don't know about this stuff. I'm going to stop right there. Okay. All right, I'm going to open up the phone lines. That's cold, man. I'm going to open up the phone lines here, and I'm going to take your calls for the final hour, the third hour here today, on any of the topics that I'm going to try to get to here in the News Blitz, anything we've covered so far, the impeachment inquiry, everything else. Before I engage in this News Blitz and put out the phone line, though, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how we do everything. I haven't done a real plug today. I've mentioned InfoWarsStore.com in and out of breaks. I've done kind of half plugs. So I'm not doing my job. So make up for my slack today and hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these huge specials. I will say this. Some of the supplements are almost sold out. And because we had people at the warehouse today, because I told you I made an order today, they contacted me. They said, hey, we're almost out of this, this, and this, FYI, in case you want to place an order before it's all sold out. But folks, you know, Bodies, very popular. DNA Force Plus, very popular. And when we have these deep discounted sales, they tend to sell out. We've got the brand new toothpaste that people are very excited about that I love, the Super Silver Toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. The t-shirts we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We're rolling the graphic right now of all the cool t-shirts we have. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you support us. The It's Okay to Be Okay hat on sale as well, very popular. And we've got a lot of big things coming up. And we're not hedging. We're not slowing down. We're in full force. We have the pedal to the metal. So fuel our engines by going to InfoWarsStore.com and picking up a bottle of Super Female Vitality, which is on sale right now. I do the Super Male Vitality every day. What do you take if you're a drag queen? Is it Super Male or Super Female? Or is it even a concoction of both? I'm not kidding. That's a real question. I want to market to... We'll market to anybody. We'll market to transsexuals, drag queens. So, I mean, if I go to drag queen story time, do I take the super female or the super male? Well, I'm not allowed to ask that? What? Okay, well, maybe you guys can figure it out there. The point is Super Female Vitality is on sale at cost. And Super Male Vitality is, well, we're almost out. I also got new filters for my Alexa Pure Breeze air filters today, too. New filters coming up here for the fall and winter seasons because the allergens are coming in, cedar and everything coming in, the pollen. So I'm just getting fresh air filters for my Alexa Pure Breeze air filters because I couldn't even breathe last night. The allergens here in Austin, Texas were so bad. So I'm getting fresh air filters to make sure I don't have to deal with that in my house. You can get the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, big savings. Okay, we've covered the news on the impeachment stuff. Let me do a news blitz here while we get your calls lined up. A new phone line here for the InfoWars War Room, by the way, that we're in the new studio. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. There's the number right there at the bottom of the screen. If you guys want to see that, 877-789-2539. Anything we've covered, or anything I'm going to cover is fair game. I just ask that you please only bring up topics that we're talking about today, of which I'm going to get to more right now. Now, this is incredible. Don't you just love James O'Keefe, an American hero? Matthew Dowd, chief political analyst at ABC News, tweets this out. My thoughts on Jeffrey Epstein. It is a just thing that he may finally be held to account. And all of those who are connected to him, whether president or former Republican or Democrat, lawyer or layman, should be held to account as well. Well, what about ABC News, Mr. Dowd? Who will hold ABC News accountable for covering up child rape? Boy, I'm glad I don't work at ABC. I've never worked for ABC. I've worked for some other networks out there, but never ABC, who covered up child rape. Glad to say that. ABC covered up child rape. How do you feel, ABC? Good for you. I guess Disney did too. Two peas in a pod. New whistleblower files. The ICIG complaint against CIA whistle leaker Eric Carmella, who they Schiff says, oh, I've never heard of him. But by the way, you can't say his name, even though he's the whistleblower. I'm protecting the whistleblower I've never heard of, and you say this guy's name, and I tell you not to say it, but I don't know who it is. So they're basically just raking in money hand over fist right now on a GoFundMe and all these other separate deals that they have going on for their whistleblower protection legal team. It's just a big money heist, and the average Trump hater is so stupid, they give it to the seriously, huh? I mean, they gave money to the Bob Mueller people. They gave money to the Stormy Daniels people. I mean, they're shelling out money hand over fist for political crooks. Justice Department filing suggests no McCabe prosecution imminent. Oh, I really don't even want to go down this road, folks, because it's just very frustrating. Like I said, I don't want to hear about the sealed indictments. I don't want to hear about trust the plan. I don't want to hear about Q. I don't want to hear about anything. I want to see results. I want to see people get arrested. I want to see real justice. I want to see Trump take the necessary action. But we were told, oh, it's guaranteed McCabe will be indicted. Well, like I said, I'm from the Show Me State, ladies and gentlemen. That's the state of Missouri. You know why we call it the Show Me State? Because you gotta show me. Trump baby balloon popper has no regrets. First time I've seen liberal get mad about chopping up a baby. And he's got a good sense of humor. So a good ability to stab. And a good sense of humor. That story, Don Salazar at InfoWars.com. By the way, people are coming after me like, why won't you have the Trump balloon popper on? What the hell's wrong with you? Well, we've reached out. We haven't heard back. So if you can get this message to him, we'd love to have him on. By the way, he gets arrested and charged, but the average liberal out there that assaults a woman in the street or hits me or spits on a Trump supporter or grabs their hat or throws a milkshake at him or all the other violence they do, they never get arrested. But oh, if you're a Trump supporter and you dare even breathe wrong, they'll lock you up. Politico. Clinton says she's being urged by many, many, many people to run in 2020. Hillary, I don't know how many multiple personalities. You must have split personality disorder because there ain't a soul telling you to run, bitch. Nobody wants Hillary Clinton to run. I mean, of all the lies that Hillary has told, this may be the biggest, to claim that people are urging her to run. Yeah, urging her to run to the grave and just get out of our life.
I do not know the identity of the whistleblower.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
we're going to take your phone calls here. They're lined up. We're ready to go. Let me go to a quick clip here. Clip 11, guys.
You know, guys, I'm thinking about taking a trip. I've been working really hard. Think about maybe going somewhere, taking some time off, just relaxing. Just trying to get away from it, you know, just enjoy myself, just enjoy the world and not have to deal with it. I'm thinking about going to Los Angeles. Maybe check out the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Guys, what do you think? What's going on in L.A.? Maybe I should go check out L.A.
Heidi Van Tassel was walking to her car near Hollywood's Walk of Fame when, according to police and court records, a transient with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders dumped feces all over her.
Oh!
Of his diarrhea. It was liquid.
Oh.
Hot liquid. Soaked. And I couldn't see. It was coming off of my eyelashes.
Cancel my trip to L.A. immediately.
Paramedics rushed her to the hospital, and she now needs to be tested for infectious diseases every 3 months.
It's something I won't ever forget. It was disgusting.
For over a year, the I-Team has been reporting on crimes where the suspects are homeless, like this guy arrested for setting fire to chairs at a downtown steakhouse, and this homeless man pushing someone in front of a truck. There were more than 6,000 of these reported crimes in L.A. in 2017. By the end of 2018, the number of crimes was up more than 50%. And now we've learned the numbers are on track to climb even higher this year. We found case after case where the suspects suffer from mental illness or methamphetamine abuse. Meth use has been linked to violence, and so is untreated. Heidi Van Tassel was walking to her car.
So there you go, Hollywood guys. I'm not going to L.A. now.
To police and court records,
I don't want to get a transient dumping diarrhea on me. I'm going to pass. But hey, Adam Schiff, L.A.'s really got it going on, doesn't it? With Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi and Eric Swalwell and Maxine Waters and Dianne Feinstein. Yeah, you guys really got it figured out. You should be telling the rest of the country how to operate, because you guys really got it figured out there. That is disgusting. It's coming to Austin now, too. Really sad. Of course, San Francisco, beautiful town, just destroyed by Democrat policies. Now they're doing it to Austin. But this is what the Democrats do. Now, again, folks, Hillary Clinton has told a lot of lies, but she's now claiming that people are urging her to run again in 2020. That might be her biggest lie of all time. But this just means she's running. She's planning on running. She's campaigning like she's running. She's doing the media tours like she's running. She's coming to Austin, even though she knows she'll get shouted down and it'll be an embarrassment. Hillary's running. That half-dead, half-foot into hell, she's running. All right. I ran into this last night. I couldn't believe I hadn't seen this before. Talking just for some wild conspiracy theories right now. Barstool Sports, of all people. All-time conspiracy theory suggests Jeffrey Epstein's body was really Hillary Clinton's brother, Tony Rodham. I never realized that Tony Rodham actually looks exactly like Jeffrey Epstein. And you can imagine the rabbit hole my mind went down after that, knowing the literal, I mean, what were they calling it? It was like a clone encampment that they had out there in New Mexico, a eugenics program that they were working on with clones. And I mean, who knows what they were doing? Is Epstein a clone of Tony Rodham? There's your ultimate conspiracy theory. Hey, I don't know what happened. But obviously, Epstein didn't kill himself. Everybody knows that. If you believe Epstein killed himself, well, you'd probably vote Hillary Clinton, too. You probably think she's a hero and stands for women's empowerment, too. And Bill Clinton didn't rape anybody, either. Ladies and gentlemen, we are into the final
third hour here of the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Free shipping store-wide. We got a lot of plans up our sleeves here for 2020. We need your backing at InfoWarsStore.com to make it possible. But you're not just supporting this broadcast, you're supporting yourself by getting great supplements, great water filters, great t-shirts, hats, survival gear, survival food. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I have the phone lines open and the callers lined up here, so I'm going to start going to callers. I do have some other news I want to get to, though, before it's all said and done. But we got a caller calling in from Sweden right now. So let's go across the pond to Kim in Sweden to lead us off today. Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored to be on. I was a little bit shaking here earlier just because, like, you are kind of like my idol. So, like, I'm in for worse, and I'm just honored to be on. But let me get to what I was going to talk about. And I was thinking about, oh, shit, I just got to breathe. Is that okay?
Take a breath. The honor is all mine to be talking to you, Kim.
Oh, okay. It's the same. Okay, yeah, but I was listening to Jones a little bit earlier, and he was talking about we need to get the impeachment going, you know, and I was thinking, like, maybe that it's what would be the next step after Trump. He's probably not getting impeached, right, even if it's taken to the Senate, but I'm feeling like we need to, oh, it's maybe just empty words or like cliches, but I really think we need to turn the other cheek and to like forgive. Not maybe like we.
I understand what you're saying. So let me try to parse this out. You're basically saying that if Trump or the Republicans or whatever turn the other cheek politically, let the Democrats engage in this impeachment process, this coup, this everything, that the American people will see them for what they are and then ultimately vote Trump or understand who the deep state, who the corrupt politicians really are. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because I don't get a very liberal mind, and I really don't believe in punishment. And I don't want to see anybody like in prison, like, because I've been locked up myself, so, and like I don't want anybody to go through that. And I just wish we could live in a cozy world where everybody's just like happy and like that. But I know it's hard because, like, it's, I don't know.
Well, here's the problem. You see what the Democrats are doing right now without the president, without the hold over the Supreme Court, and really, despite all their media, without the hold and the control over public opinion. If they once again get the office of the president, get the Supreme Court, and thus somehow get public opinion in their favor again, it's over. I mean, they'll do anything. They'll start killing people. They'll start arresting people. They'll bring back detention centers for political thought crimes. I mean, that's where they go next. So I'm just afraid of that, and I don't want to take the risk of that happening.
That will happen anyway, even though if they impeach Trump, you know, or if you don't, like, because I'm thinking about the time where Jones had a white guy on, a Peter Joseph guy, and Joseph said, if you take out the top leaders of, it would just be new people step up. Alex actually filled in that, but yeah, and there would be just new people filling out those positions. And they would, like, strike like sharks.
And so the battle would go on, but we would at least stop these crimes now for the time being, get some fresh air in our lungs before we fight the next battle.
Well, I don't think it's that easy, dude.
But think about this. Look at what Sweden has done. I mean, they've opened their borders. They've essentially turned the other cheek. And there's bombings in Sweden every night now. I mean, am I wrong about that? Is that not true?
Well, there's a lot of shootings, like, in Malmö, like, in the south. And there's, like, a lot of immigrants there. Yeah, sure.
But that's my point, is Sweden had an open heart. Sweden was gracious. Sweden said, we'll open our doors and let's all get along.
Yeah, but, Yeah, but every political party now has turned the other way, and we are gonna stop the Indians anyway. So it doesn't really matter what party you are. Even the socialists, they are 2.5 the immigrants. So it's like they kind of like in situation point won that battle. So it's like it's just like criminals that's been shooting each other. So it's like, you know, I'm not afraid of Angela outside. You know, I trust people. I don't have the same fear image on me that maybe other people do, though.
Well, I'll just say this. I think that maybe not to the full extent, but for the most part, the Republicans have already turned the other cheek, as far as I'm concerned, with this impeachment thing, because they're not taking action. They're still letting the Democrats get away with it. So they kind of already are doing that to me, at least from my view.
Do you know what we need to do, really? We need to, like, maximum, even more freedom. We need to legalize more things and, we need to be more open-minded. Dude, when somebody, just, like, turn the other cheek, it's just that simple, dude. It's so simple now.
Well, I wish it was that simple, Kim. Maybe someday it will be. But I appreciate your call all the way from Sweden. I appreciate you listening. And your kind words when you called in. So Kim from Sweden, thank you so much for calling today. Let's go to Danny in Oregon. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, Owen. I you were just talking about the new curriculum for sex education in California, and I'm sure many more parts of the country that I haven't heard of. I'm sure it's happening everywhere. But one thing I've thought about that recently has just really been bothering me, and I don't really haven't heard anybody talking about, is this kind of digital age of prostitution with like these premium Snapchat accounts or whatever they call that. I think it's premium or whatever these women are. I'm hoping women, not I'm hoping they're not underage, which is the thing that's concerning to me, is, you know, they're selling naked pictures of themselves to subscribers. I mean, they use subscribe stars and Patreons and stuff for that thing. Any kind of subscribe program that they can get their hands on. And I don't know if anybody is actually verifying the age of these people. You just sign up for an account. I mean, you can.
You know, that's kind of a deeper angle here, Danny. Let me just stop you for a second, because I've talked about the fact that, I mean, kids as young as what, I guess, I mean, they always get smartphones, but I mean, let's say kids consciously can comprehend things and surf the web and stuff and understand what they're doing. Let's say 13, 14, they have access to smartphones. If not, it's on in their pocket, on their person all the time. And so they can get a Snapchat account, and you can go on there and you can look at some of the stuff that Snapchat promotes, a lot of sexualization there. I mean, that's kind of a small scale example where they kind of force it on you. I mean, anybody can get on Twitter and go see some of the stuff that exists on there. I mean, you know, InfoWars broadcast isn't banned, but you know, hardcore gay porn is all over Twitter. So kids can access that. But, you know, you bring up kind of a more deeper issue, which is, yeah, children, specifically young females, are using these things to enrich themselves. They're like, hey, this 40-year-old guy wants to pay for a picture of my foot, or let's say worse, me naked. Who's verifying this? Do parents know this is going on? I mean, that's kind of a parenting thing, but you notice they don't talk about that in school. They teach you how to give your boyfriend a handjob.
Right. You know, they're glorified, these people. You know, just on the internet, you'll see people on Twitter or whatever, and it doesn't take long before you realize, oh, wait a minute, this is a digital whore. I mean, it's what it is. They're like, hey, buy my nudes, and they send you a link, and it's just like, what is
this? Yeah, digital prostitution. It's a new thing. It is a real thing, too.
And,
oh, absolutely.
You can lie to make a, you know, that you have to be what?
Yeah, I don't know what verification process of this is. I'm sure it's been used actually on multiple sting operations to bring in pedophiles, so there's that aspect too.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
folks, coming up in the last segment, we're going to have some highlights from the epic return of Steve Pachinik to the Alex Jones Show. You're not going to want to miss that. I got a bunch of calls I got to get to here. Let me do this news blitz first and then get to these calls and then get to the Steve P. clips with Alex Jones. Ann Coulter is done with Trump. Says Trump must go, DACA kids can stay. So Ann Coulter's had enough. You know, people want to make fun of Ann Coulter. I understand where she's coming from. I'm not on the same page, but if anything, I kind of respect her more because she's just someone that sticks by her guns and doesn't back down. So good for her. Justice Ginsburg misses Supreme Court arguments with stomach bug. Oh, yes, stomach bug. No, more like she's older than a damn fossil. So again, anyone with integrity would have removed themselves from this position, would have resigned. But the Democrats are so lusting for power over the Supreme Court that that liberal activist posing as a judge, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, won't step down. They cannot relinquish power. These are the Skeksis. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is literally the Skeksi dying in bed, holding on to the Templar. And if someone else reaches for it, she panics, freaks out, and shrieks, except it's the Democrat Party that's shrieking. Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't even have enough energy to fart. TPUSA releases a statement. And so basically it comes down to this. Now, again, I don't do the infighting. I know that TPUSA people won't, I guess, come on with InfoWars. I don't know. Charlie Kirk, I don't know if he wants to come on here. He's more than welcome to. But they're basically releasing statements now and doing everything they can, demonizing anybody who brings up questions at their culture war events, saying they're Nazis or Holocaust deniers or white supremacists, this, that, and the other thing, literally right out of the leftist playbook. So not a good look. The better look is to accept the Q&A and handle the questions and give an answer. Again, doesn't mean everybody has to get along or agree. But when you're censoring people, it means you have something to hide to me. So I don't know. We'll see what Turning Point does with this. They're losing a lot of support here. And I don't think this is going to stop. So, yeah, you label your event Culture War, and then as soon as somebody wants to ask you a question about culture, you censor them. So it's a little ironic. ABC scrambles to figure out identity of Amy Robach's leaker, who goes by Ignotus. Now, this is I had a really nice giggle over this earlier because not even over ABC, over Megyn Kelly claiming she had exclusive access to the leaker. She lied. I mean, how is nobody calling out Megyn Kelly? It's like these weird things that I notice nobody doing, and I'm kind of like pitching myself like, is this really happening? It's like, did Megyn Kelly not claim she had the exclusive interview with the ABC leaker? She claimed it. She was going to make a big internet comeback. It's like nobody even noticed. That's how irrelevant. Megyn Kelly is so irrelevant, even when she does fake news, nobody cares. Anyway, Project Veritas just, they don't know what to do with James O'Keefe right now. He is dominating. Oh, I love this. Michelle Blackburn, Chris Van Hollen lead resolution condemning Turkey's crackdown on free speech. So isn't this great? Our own Congress is standing up for free speech in Turkey. No, no, not here in the United States where they swore an oath to defend the Constitution. No, no, no. Free speech is totally under attack here. But don't worry, folks, because your senators, Marsha Blackburn and Chris Van Hollen, are fighting for free speech in Turkey. But your free speech is being trampled upon. You're being censored. You're being denied rights to commerce and communications. But they have nothing to say about that. No, it's about Turkey. So thank you, Senator Marsha Blackburn of Turkey. Thank you, Chris Van Hollen of Turkey. When you guys want to address the free speech issue in the United States, then we'll consider you congressman again. The Daily Northwestern apologizes for students reporting news that triggered them. But it's even worse. Jeff Sessions has an event at Northwestern. They just report on it, and they say, you can't even report on it. It's racist. It's like when I was the senior editor at the school newspaper, it's called The Current, at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I wonder if it's still in print. I would have to go to events all the time, and you just cover the event.
speakers would come. There'd be music performances, theater performances, sporting events, all of this stuff. I'd go to all of it and I'd just report. It'd be like saying, oh, you reported on a, like, let's say a band plays that's all white. They'd be like, oh, you reported on an all white band. Oh my gosh. It's like, oh, the humanity. It's like Jeff Sessions comes, they report on it, and they say, you can't report on Jeff Sessions. That's a bigoted. Don Jr. can't even go to schools anymore. Why? University of Florida president faces impeachment over Trump Jr. visit. Like, that's a good thing. It's like, wow, you got Don Jr. to speak at your school? Good job. That's a big get. That's a great speaker. Way to go, president. No, it's, wow, you got Don Jr. to speak? That bigot? You're a bigot. Resign, bigot. Resign, Nazi. Resign, white supremacist. It's like, what? No, Don Jr. is the son of the president. He's a great speaker. He just wrote a book. We should get him. It'd be a good thing for our university. Shut up, bigot. You're fired. All right, I got some more news I can get to, but let me take a quick phone call here. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the air.
Hey, Owen. So I wanted to encourage the listeners to go to the Attorney General's website and on the contact form, submit a message to the Attorney General and just basically outline in a message the various people in the deep state who've committed federal crimes. They don't have immunity. Say, Mr. Attorney General, you swore an oath to uphold the Constitution and the law. And then copy that letter before you click submit, and then post it on the most recent video of the White House website. They can't actually delete those comments, and all the elected officials read the White House comments on the website. And I've noticed that really gets them going. The Attorney General came on the news the day after I did that. And so I know it really bothers them when you do that because it puts pressure on them to act.
So where is this site they can go post?
So first, go to the Attorney General of the United States website and just outline specifically, you know, the people we know in the government who've committed crimes.
Arrest Adam Schiff, re-riot. Okay, go ahead.
Basically. And just outline them and just, you know, be professional and write a clearly worded message that he swore an oath to uphold the law and the Constitution, and then copy that letter before you click submit and then post it on the most recent video of the White House website.
If I had the ability, thank you so much for the call, Richard. It's a great idea. And you're right. They do respond to that stuff because they are reading it. If I had the ability to organize a million people right now to march on Washington to call for the arrest of Adam Schiff, I'd do it. I'd drop everything to do it. Arrest Adam Schiff or we riot. I've had it up to here and beyond with Adam Schiff's treason. So that's my message to the Attorney General. Arrest Adam Schiff or we riot. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I got too many things, not enough time to do them, so here, let me take a phone call real quick and then try to get some other things done here. Let's go to Lisa in Nevada. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, Owen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
You are very good at what you do, sir.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I was at Bilderberg 2012. I was at the hashtag walk away, and I was also at Stop the Steal rally. So I've been with you guys for a while. How you doing?
My head's in a tailspin right now, Lisa. I'm trying to do 10 things at once. I'm taking your call here.
It's crazy. Here, with all the experts and whistleblowers and everything you have on, you guys have never stated the obvious. You know what that is? The Holy Bible, in the book of Joel, in the book of Acts, it states, in those days, old men will dream dreams and young men will have visions. Well, that's happened all over the internet right now. These people dreaming dreams and having visions are telling you what the deceptions are. Did you know that?
No, yes. I think we may have a very similar interpretation of the Bible. And I think that we tend to kind of, and obviously it's been retranslated and everything over the years. So sometimes it does take a little concentration and comprehension and application.
You really don't even need that much concentration. I just want to let your viewers know of a website. It's jesus-comes.com. It's in all languages. And they're telling you there's one called Watchwoman, God's Healer 7, God's Handmaiden. And it's literally telling you what the next false flag is on Watchwoman on YouTube. It's going to be a destruction of Gherkin, G-H-E-R-K-I-N, financial collapse, and that's going to institute the mark of the beast, the financial collapse, and that's going to be the next false flag in London.
And that will bring in the microchip.
That's what, yeah. It's
going and to they'll be say, oh, yeah, just take the microchip and you can have money again.
Right. So basically, if you go to Friend of Heaven on YouTube, calling in, calling out, great rewards and great judgment, there's a message from God the Father. And if you go to the warning second coming, there's a seal of the living God for your protection, because we are going into the tribulation period. But honest to God, I mean, use discernment, of course, because there's a lot of false prophets out there, but they've identified the man of perdition, which is Obama. He's the Antichrist, and the false prophet, there'll be many, is Pope Francis. They're telling you. All you got to do is type in Bride of Christ. Not only are we the fig tree generation and Christ's return is imminent, we're on borrowed time, baby.
You know, I think it is kind of a comforting thing knowing that God is in control, and that's why at the end of the day, some people find solace in that. But I tend to get up here and rant and rave because on a instinctual, fleshly, worldly level, the fact I don't see humans taking action drives me crazy. And so while I know that this is God's ultimate plan, I know he also didn't intend for us to sit here and watch idly by until Jesus returns.
Oh, not at all. We fight. What's the old saying? You take ground and hold it till he comes. But the Bible also states the bride is not appointed to wrath. So basically, the bride of Christ is not here for I don't know if I'm a priest. We might already be in the tribulation period. But I'm telling you right now, you're going to see Obama rise to power as the Antichrist. And a lot of people follow him right now. So for the love of God, guys, it's now or never. You either accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord or Savior, or you go through the tribulation period. The only reason he's holding off is because he knows more souls are going to come to him. So please, if you're lukewarm, for the love of God, just think about it. This decision will last you for a lifetime, guys. Please.
Yeah, this experience is only temporary. The experience with or without God is forever. It's for all time. Thank you so much for the call, Lisa. All right, guys, I'm literally trying to traffic cop here on air. First, let's go to the clip of a senator. I don't know her name, but she's on the hearing today. And this is really what it all comes down to, just destroying Adam Schiff and the Democrats' quid pro quo claims.
For the millions of Americans viewing today, the two most important facts are the following. Number one, Ukraine received the aid. Number two, there was in fact no investigation into Biden. Mr. Kent and Ambassador Taylor, you both spoke eloquently and passionately about the need to support Ukraine to counter Russian aggression, particularly during this very critical time. I agree with you in that assessment. And isn't it the case that the Trump administration has indeed provided substantial aid to Ukraine in the form of defensive lethal aid, correct?
That is correct.
And that is more so than the Obama administration, correct?
The Trump
defensive lethal aid.
Yes.
And in the transcript of the president's July 25th call with President Zelensky, President Zelensky tells Trump they are ready to buy more javelins. This is indeed the most effective weapon for fighting insurgent armor Russian tanks. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And those javelins were not made available to Ukraine under the Obama administration.
They gave him blankets.
The javelins were not made available.
They were not.
They gave him blankets.
Shifting gears to corruption, one of the themes here today is that of rooting out corruption, which is an important tool for the president as we provide taxpayer-funded aid to foreign countries. Mr. Kent, you would characterize Ukraine as having long-standing corruption issues, correct?
I did.
And in fact, you testified, quote, I would say that corruption is part of the reason why Ukrainians came out to the streets in both 2004 when somebody tried to steal the election and again in 2014.
All right, so this is Representative Stefanik here breaking it down. And again, here's the frustration, folks. I went out and when I was doing this man on the street in D.C. and I'm telling all these Trump haters that believe in the quid pro quo, I'm like, you understand, like, they gave the aid to Ukraine. Like, that was never a thing. Like, Ukraine got the aid. And by the way, they complain like, oh, Trump's giving weapons to Saudi Arabia. Well, he gave the weapons to Ukraine. You're claiming he didn't. The Obama administration gave him blankets. It's like, I remember, like, it's like back in school, there'd be certain subjects. I'd, like, get a 100% on a test. And my friends would be like, well, how'd you get a 100? Because I studied. I knew all the answers. Like, I mean, it's just the same thing, man. But they know, the media knows the average audience member is I mean, it's basically politically retarded. And they don't know their shoe from their elbow, when, politically speaking. And so it doesn't matter that there was no quid pro quo. The media told them that. The media told them to hate Trump. They feel like they're part of the winning team if they go along with it. They're suckers. They have Stockholm syndrome. Let me squeeze one more caller in here. Let's go to Matthew in Kansas. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, perfect. I just wanted to go over two things. The first thing is Eric Carmella. It actually looks a lot like Alex Soros. I went to his Instagram at Alex Soros, and all the photos of Hillary and everything were all there, like, posted. So
yeah, actually, and then wasn't there some confusion, too? People actually thought Soros was Carmella in a couple pictures?
Yeah, for sure. But it is definitely Alex Soros.
Which is just, I mean, it's just kind of the same thing. It's like, yeah, I mean, they're all Soros babies.
Exactly. The other thing I do want to touch on, though, it's really big to get this out. Like, since the Buck Act of 1940, with clever, like, legal maneuvers the Fed did, they pretty much circumvented the U.S. Constitution and overlaid federal territorial jurisdiction over the sovereign states, pretty much bringing us under martial law with the military flag we know today. The United Peacetime flag is what's going to bring us back out of martial law, if that makes sense.
Are you talking about the with the gold threads on it, the wartime flag?
Well, the wartime flag, the gold threads is whenever it's in the courtroom. But, like, the flag we know today is the United States wartime flag when it's flown our countries at war. And I don't know if that's why they always want us at war or not, because we're under martial law and the Constitution doesn't stand. But if the U.S. peacetime flag was our first flag, founded by our founding fathers, and after...
Yeah, you know, I've heard commentary on this before. It's very interesting, Matthew. Thank you for that call. I wish I had more time to discuss it. Look, all I know is there's people inside the White House, Congress, these bureaucracies. They are trying to destroy America, folks. They're undermining the Constitution. They're undermining everything that people have fought and died for in this country. And we don't want to see it because we know where it goes. Total tyranny. By the way, you know what? I'll cover it on the other side. I don't have time. We don't have enough time to do half the stuff we want to do here. But we'll get to this and the Steve Pachinik clips on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
So I don't often troll on Twitter, but when I do, I am very effective. And so I wasn't even going to bring this up, but this viral tweet from some account, I don't even know how popular it is because I'm blocked from it now, but oh, there it is. So this tweet goes viral. White people, what specific things did you do today that was actively anti-racist? So I responded saying, you're a racist. There, I called out a racist. And then she blocked me. So that's how you deal with that. And, yeah. What a world. Okay, Senator Paul Gosar from Arizona. The story is at Infowars.com. I think Kellen McBreen wrote it, guys. See if you can pull it up. Puts out a series of tweets today during the impeachment hearing, and then people noticed. I don't know how these... It's amazing. Somebody picked it up, though. The first letter of every tweet capitalized at the end of the day spelled out Epstein didn't
kill himself. Amazing. Representative Paul Gosar. So we're just kind of scrolling through this. Again, the story's at Infowars.com, but that is funny stuff. So it's this meme, the Epstein didn't kill himself meme, is totally viral, folks. Everybody knows Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, come on. Does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? Did Epstein get murdered in jail? All right, let me finish this news blitz, and then we're going to go to the clips with Steve Pachinik and Alex Jones. Terminally ill scientist completes transformation into world's first cyborg. Dr. Peter Scott Morgan posing for selfies with his husband. The world's first cyborg. Okay. You're a cyborg now. Peter 2.0, he calls himself. Merkel urges EU to seize control of data from U.S. tech titans. So yeah, now the Nazi completion of the EU, run by Merkel, who they say is Hitler's daughter, if you believe that, makes sense. Not saying it's true, but it would make sense. I mean, she does run the son of Hitler, the EU. His pipe dream was the EU, so she now runs it. And of course they want all of our tech data over there. So now the Nazi party that runs the EU is now demanding all your data. The Facebook app has been turning on people's cameras and freaking them out. Yeah, folks, pretty much anybody can get access to your camera. In fact, we sell camera blockers at InfoWarsStore.com. It's basically a little shutter. And we sell the Infinity closer cases too, but we can buy just the little shutters. You put them on your iPad or tablet, you put them on your phone, and then it just blocks the camera, but you can open it like a shutter. It's kind of just click it back and forth. So that kind of stops them from being able to spy on your camera. Of course, Apple admits, you know, they listen to you having sex. Yeah, there's Mark Zuckerberg's computer. He covers up his camera and speakers. So he knows that they're spying on you all the time, you know. So it's cool. So just, you know, if you want them to do that, then just do nothing. If you don't want to, then there's options you can do it. Google is also going. So Google's getting all of your healthcare records, Project Nightingale. Now it comes out Google is going for a banking app. So it's just like Facebook wants to have their own, currency and everything. So now it's all about having your own currency, having your own data. It's all about moving into the AI smart world. The Internet of Things, where humans don't even exist. You're just numbers and consumers. Hong Kong protesters fire flaming bows and arrows and javelins at cops. So it's just getting out of control. Hong Kong universities become battle zones. Hong Kong readies for more chaos. Then you have another story coming out. This is from Yahoo. Up to 500 detention camps in China, ladies and gentlemen. But let's hear more about kids in the cages from Trump, where we're actually giving them food and water and everything. And, you know, let's now go to the epic clips, the return of Steve Pachinik to the Alex Jones Show. First, here is Dr. Pachinik on John Bolton.
Ironically, Trump brought in a lot of his own elements of self-destruction.
That on the show 2 years ago. You said, what the hell is he doing?
That's exactly what I warned against, and this is exactly why I warned it. I mean, here was General Mattis, who gave a chance. He called him, strong dog, whatever it was. And there's Mattis shooting off his mouth, deprecating the president, when I know fully well, and he knows fully well, he better keep his mouth shut, because there's a lot we know about him in his personal life. And it goes on. Biden is the same issue. Hunter Biden's another issue. Bolton, we know a lot about. The truth of the matter is the counter-revolution, what we're capable of doing, is far more lethal than what they're doing right now. The problem is I don't have an attorney general who will arrest them on site.
What about the neocon influence? And the reason I really want to get you on, I'm glad you bring up the field of what's happening in the waterfront. What about the neocons? Because I agree the Democrats are out of control. They're destroying themselves. They're self-destructive. Every place they control, they've looted and are falling apart. But what about the neocons and Bolton and others combined with the Democrats? I don't want to be overconfident here. I mean, I agree what you're saying. It's just that they keep trying and failing, but they're not going to stop. Don't they need to be punished for the crimes they've committed?
I agree with you. I am absolutely I'm shocked that a guy like George Conway, who is a neocon, went to Yale, as did John Bolton, went to Yale, created 9/11, was part of the neocon Cheney, Bush, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, you know, junta. And nobody has been punished for 9/11. Nobody's been punished for Epstein phenomenon with the Maxwells or the Bronfmans. So no neocon has gone to prison. Victoria Nuland, who created all these problems in Ukraine, along with her husband, Kagan, all of whom are what we call chicken hawks, including Bolton, who espoused the fact that we have to go into Vietnam. But he didn't want to go to Vietnam because he didn't want to get killed in a foxhole. Then he says we got to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. But he himself would never go because he's a coward. So we have all of these neocons who should have been arrested. I do not see the Department of Justice really being very effective. Unfortunately, I don't see the FBI being very effective. And so there's no element of the American government which I see as effective. You have Bolton shaking hands with Bush Jr. But we know Bolton. I've known Bolton for 30 years. And guys who I worked with, like Carl Ford, who's head of intelligence and worked for the CIA, literally said Bolton is a man who sucks up to the superior and deprecates the inferior worker. At the same time, Richard Armitage, who was Deputy Secretary of State in Colin Powell, was reprimanded Bolton. Bolton was a joke for many of us. He was a sick joke, but he always came in illegally and really never performed anything.
And he believes Trump will be removed, so he's jumped over to their side, is about to violate the separation of powers and testify.
So now here's Dr. Steve Pachinik on advice for President Trump.
How this will go if the left in its death throes is crazy enough to actually get Trump removed, then the crises that come out of that and the societal insanity and the destabilization and the wounding of the rule of law. I mean, this is something can't be allowed to happen. But what do you see happening if they were able to remove him in the Senate?
Number one, I don't think they will be able to remove him in the Senate. Number two, it would come to a point where literally his supporters would come out of the woodwork and God only knows what would happen. I don't think we're into a civil war. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I do think that there will be defections, but they have to be able to neutralize all of those who are hesitant about Trump. If they can't support him in the Senate, they've got to be neutralized, whether it's McConnell who does it, whether it's Huntsman who does it, whether it's Rand Paul who does it.
I'm getting at is the Democrats are like a bunch of crazy Frankensteins walking through the forest in the village, and it's incompetent if Trump doesn't stop all this criminal activity with the Justice Department. It's dangerous. These people are out of control.
I agree with you, but Trump has to make the – in other words, what we're begging is that he be what he was supposed to be from the very beginning. Tough, ruthless, without any explanation or any rationalization. That's all we asked of him. The minute he does that, there will be guarantees that he will come in on 2020. If he hesitates or he's not certain or he's going to back off, all bets are off.
And I was talking to a current officer in Army Special Operations assigned to one of those units, and he was saying the same thing. He says Trump would be the best president ever if he stopped talking and just started firing and executing and giving no explanation. That's what everybody's waiting for.
That's exactly what we're about. That's why I work with Special Forces. When I work with a General Keith Alexander or General Boykin of Special Forces, these are gentlemen who make decisions. We don't waste our time. We either work on cyber command, and that's one of the issues that we have to have control of. We have to.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Steve P. was epic today. Dr. Pachinik's return to the Alex Jones Show. The full clips and interviews are at band.video and InfoWars.com. That does it for today's War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.